Southern California transgender man arrested as murder suspect in his mother's death. By Lowell Caulfield on July 25, 2026. Southern California police have arrested a transgender son on suspicion of killing his 61-year-old mother after she was found dead this week in her Laguna Beach home. Police discovered the body of Angela Caprioli on Monday in a home in the Rimrock Canyon area. Her death launching an investigation into what is believed to be a domestic homicide case. By Thursday, Laguna police had arrested her son, Safford Wolfson, 36, the Post reported in both its New York and California editions. The motive for the alleged crime so far remains unclear. The cause and manner of Caprioli's death also has not been reported. However, the case has gone viral, with posts on social media already convicting the son of the crime. One observer on X posted a list of trans murders across the U.S. Another, a hypnotherapist going by the handle Amaya Pharma, posted photos of what appears to be an obese Wolfson and blamed Democrats for their transgender policies and hellish social reengineering experiments. Dustin Pettit, a Caprioli and Wolfson neighbor, told the California Post that he saw mother and son arguing at the home before the alleged murder. "I saw her outside talking with him and it seemed like a pretty hostile conversation," he said. "She turned around and went inside and slammed the door, like she was fed up with whatever was going on. I was like, what the hell is going on here?" Images from the scene show damaged blinds in the one of the home's windows. In an interview with Los Angeles's CBS affiliate, Petty said Wolfson largely kept to himself. "He was pretty mysterious. He wasn't talking to us, you know, he would come outside, smoke a cigarette and play some guitar," Petty told that outlet. "That's kind of the extent of the relationship we've had with him over the last 6 months or so." The neighbor believed Wolfson moved into the home about 6 months ago. Petty also told CBS affiliate in Los Angeles that caretakers also serviced the home. He believed they were the son's caretakers. The house, apparently, was a place of trouble. "It has been a long-standing eyesore in the neighborhood because of no landscaping maintenance," Petty said, adding that police have frequently showed up at the address over the years. As investigators probed the alleged homicide, Wolfson's online presence drew attention, the Post reported. According to the tabloid, an X account bearing Wolfson's name describes the account owner as a trans girl looking for fun in LA, while a TikTok account associated with the suspect includes several videos showing Wolfson dancing in dresses, miniskirts, crop tops, and underwear. Wolfson's LinkedIn profile says he co-founded Kevin's House LLC, a Southern California dual diagnosis sober living and assisted adult care facility that provides services for people facing mental health challenges. Caprioli describes herself as the founder of Kevin's House on her Facebook profile. Wolfson also wrote about his mother on Facebook in 2024, the Post also noted. "Not even my mom wants to hang out with me, man," he reportedly wrote. Talk about lame-o. Breitbart contributor Lowell Caulfield is the best-selling author of the Los Angeles crime novel Below the Line and 9 other crime novels and non-fiction titles. See LowellCaulfield.com for more.